This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Glad to have you listening on a Thursday. Hopefully that you'll be with us on Friday, guys, as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. It's really a celebration about Hey Man L, because we're going to have the cans out there, and we also will have it on draft for you to check it out. Craig's actually not working the board tomorrow. He's going to come hang out with us. We're inviting you to come hang from 2 until 6:30 tomorrow, because we've actually got Georgia State football coming on. But we're going to have a good time and celebrate not only the launch of the cans, but Mike, we'll be talking plenty about this football weekend that we have on tap.
Yeah, guys. So, again, come by and see us. That's the Twin Peaks in Buckhead right there in Piedmont. And it'll be a blast. Looking forward to seeing you guys. After, haven't been to that location in a minute. And, oh, by the way, we got a poll question for you. We're talking about the Falcons. That'll be a part of the headlines as well. But our poll question today, Carl, go to Mike Bell ATL. Follow him at Put 'em Up, See Dukes, and at Dukes and Bell 929. The question today, how confident are you, Falcon fans, that we're going to get it done in the red zone on Sunday? Over 200 votes. 31% of our audience says we break it out. 28 points, Carl. And now 69%, I just checked, says same old, same old. In other words, they're not expecting us to do much in the red zone.
Well, listen, I don't know if they've given us much confidence. And speaking of that, you know, earlier today we talked about this. D. Orlando Ledbetter had told us yesterday on the show as we were up at Flowery Branch that he asked Matt Ryan specifically about the Kurt Warner comments, where Warner was saying, you know, they really didn't run anything special in the red zone to create some opportunities for their playmakers. And so today I retweeted this as Sark kind of, you know, clapped back at Kurt Warner saying, listen, you know, we know what we saw. We know what we were trying to do against their zone or man coverages.
Right.
And so now Kurt Warner's texted back or tweeted back, Mike, saying, I fully agree with that. Talking to Sark, saying, but I would also say three times you ran the same play in a row, same result. That isn't great coaching either. Plenty of blame to go around. So now you've got NFL Network and Super Bowl champion Kurt Warner, who will be analyzing, I'm sure, as the weekend goes on, our games on Twitter. And Sark responded to a question by D. Orlando Ledbetter.
And basically saying we're not attacking the zone in his mind the way we should have. And now he says, okay, I mean, in some cases, like if you're on Twitter, you got X amount of you know, characters to use to explain your case, to use bracketed coverage perhaps as opposed to zone. We're talking semantics. Either way, Kurt Warner was kind of confused as to what we were trying to do. I think a lot of Falcon fans were confused as to what we're trying to do. Another great physical defensive front coming at us. We talked a lot about Luke Kuechly the last couple of days. He was a topic of a conversation with Dan Quinn in his press conference. So let's just hope, guys, that whatever the burning the midnight oil at Flowery Branch is going to produce some scoring. Because, you know, I don't have to tell you, way too much talent to not be scoring touchdowns in a red zone.
No doubt about it. Real quick, if you're trying to find Hey Man L, there's a new list that is out. It's across our social media platforms, guys. 92.9 The Game, the Instagram, Facebook. It's on Mike's Twitter as well as mine. And you can go see those new listings, because every day it's new places that are carrying our beer. But one guy has been trying to find this beer, and I just use this as an example because I know this has been kind of the case for some people. And he hits us up, hits me up on Instagram and says, hey, Dukes, I've gone to three places today, three places on this list, and I'm trying to get Hey Man Ale. I wanted it ice cold like you guys talked about for when I got home from work. He says, but I couldn't find it. It was sold out in the three places that I went to. So he says, I think this first batch is sold the blank out, and I'm still trying to find it. It's not, but we appreciate that, man. And I said, more is coming. So, Mike, here's the deal. We've been telling you guys, more is on the way, but we're trying to inform you guys as much as we can about where you can go get it. But this gentleman went three different places.
All right. Well, you can get it on Ice Cold Draft at Twin Peaks with us in Buckhead and Kennesaw. They've got it as well. But we'll see you in Buckhead tomorrow, guys, starting at 2 o'clock. Hey, man, we do, as we said earlier, and just bears repeating, we can't do it without you. And it's been really becoming a thing. It's a thing.
Oh, this is a thing.
Like the red zone with the Falcons is a thing. Our beer is selling like it's a thing. So we appreciate you guys getting out there and buying it. And hopefully, more importantly, you enjoy it and we'll buy more.
All right. With that said, guys, we'd love to hear from you. 404-741-0929. Brad Guzan joined us a little bit earlier today. The goalie of our Atlanta United. We'll let you hear what he had to say coming up in about 15 minutes. But right now, let's get to the top three.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it off?
Let's start with our Falcons. No Devontae Freeman today at practice. Mike, I want you to hear Coach Quinn talk about keeping him out. We knew he wouldn't practice yesterday when we were up there. We didn't know he wouldn't go today. It's starting to look like Free may not be available Sunday.
We're going to let Free go the whole week and have a better sense tomorrow of where he's at. And I'll have a good idea for you tomorrow, but we're going to let it kind of go the whole thing. We'll hold him today, and then we'll see what it looks like into tomorrow.
All right, he only had six running plays. He was, I think, he had three catches, targeted five times. And so it's 11 plays you involved Devontae Freeman in the play call. And how the game executed, as we said, they took away the run. We knew that. But still, you could argue that maybe you needed to show a little bit more patience with it. It's easy to say when Fletcher Cox is basically taking the handoff. You know, let's hope that's not going to be the situation with Kawan Short and the Carolina Panthers. I don't know where this is going. I don't believe, speaking of things, that this is going to become a thing. We'll just take Dan at face value that this is an injury of some sort. Although Free did look fine to us in the locker room, but again, he's not there turning and cutting and running with a football.
True. I mean, yeah, walking around staring at us versus running full speed through a hole, two different things. But we will see. Again, no certainty there, guys. And if he doesn't play, I don't think at this point it'll surprise us. If he does play, it might surprise me a little bit because if he misses tomorrow, that's a big indicator of him possibly not being out there. In other Falcon news, guys, we talk about this whole thing with Sark. And Sark, again, just responding to the Kurt Warner comments. But this is the first time that he's done that, Mike. Right. I mean, there have been other people around the NFL who have said things about our offense. Obviously, there's some added pressure to scoring this weekend. That's how I feel. Matt Ryan feels differently.
I don't think you have to feel any more than you do every week. I mean, you know, our objective is to score as many points as we need to score week in and week out to get the job done.
Okay. So, you know, if the offensive coordinator doesn't think there's added pressure, then you probably don't respond to Kurt Warner's comments, do you?
I don't know. In the case of the red zone, Julio Jones was also asked about it. D. Orlando Ledbetter's got the video up on his page. D. joined us yesterday.
What Julio say?
We're going to get it done, putting the work in. Next question. What? Okay. You went Rocky Five on us.
Okay.
Next question. Well, I will say this, and for those who don't remember, about 3 years ago, it might have been the Super Bowl year.
It was.
Carl and I are doing like a one-on-one with, or two-on-one if you will, with Matt Ryan in the scrum, the media scrum. And Carl goes, do you believe this team's going to score some points? You think you could score like 30 points a game? Matt goes, I think we could. And then we go talk to Julio. He goes, hey, just out of fun, we go, Matt said that this offense is capable of scoring 30 points a game. That's his opinion. It's like, whoa. Where'd that come from? But that was like 2 years ago, so it's become like a running joke.
It is.
So I don't know if Julio said the same kind of answer when he was asked by D-Led, but the video is up there. Check him out at D. Orlando on the HAC. I look, Julio was targeted. Here's the thing. We want to target him. He should be the guy that you're going after. But then you forgot in the meantime that there was free open was one. There was also Coleman open on another sequence in the red zone where Matt didn't see him because he is locked on 11.
Well, there were other guys. And you know, this is the dilemma. And it's funny because guys get so narrow-minded when they hear us say we want Julio to be more active and scoring in the red zone. But the other side of that is let's not be dumb, okay? Let's be open-minded to what is working and what could potentially work. He was targeted 19 times. Mike, if we go through the rest of the season and you tell me the best wide receiver in the league was targeted 19 times a game, I have no issues with it.
Right.
This is what we've been saying. Right. Let's use what we've got. But then when we get into those scoring situations, it takes two things. One, execution. Two, a little bit creativity. And neither one of those seem to be working, at least in sync together right now. Hey, story number two is our Atlanta Braves. Off today, but boy. This magic number now down to 10. They win on the road yesterday. It was an afternoon game, guys. So we win, and then you go to the night games, and Philly ends up losing, and all of a sudden it's 10.
Yep, the Braves are off, as you mentioned. The Cubs and the Nationals, the Braves will see the Nats next, but the Cubbies leading them 3-2 this afternoon up in the nation's capital. It was Anibal Sanchez. Look, I'm not expecting 7 or 8. Fulte gave you the complete game the other night, but Sanchez gave you 6. The bullpen did its job. And nice to see. Now they got a full day off after the travel. So our scenario, and we talked about this with Murph a little bit earlier, Dale Murphy, and that interview will be online. Craig will post it at 929thegame.com. But if the bullpen, you know, can be rested if you can actually get some games where the games aren't for all the marbles when you play the Phillies those final seven, then you really are in a great spot. Look, the Cubbies are now in a battle with the Brewers. They got beat by Milwaukee last night at Wrigley 5-1. So, and the Rockies and the Dodgers are going down to the wire, too. So there's a chance, man. The Braves, you know, can rest some guys, be healthy and ready to roll. And not good if we, you know, maintain this pace.
I totally agree. This is a special time. I said earlier in the show, are you really paying attention to this? And a guy hit me up and he said, this is magical. Like, no one expected us to be where we are right now.
Right.
This has been a lot of fun to watch, and I do agree with that. Hey, man, story number three, it's changes to the start time of the UGA game. Mike, the game was supposed to start 7:15 on Saturday. They moved that up because of Florence.
Yep. So, again, we talked to Coach Dooley. And, again, you give respect to the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee. But the spread is about 33.5. Going to see Justin Fields, and you think you're going to see him pretty early out there. And if there was one thing to work on, and I'm not sure you're going to get tested by Middle Tennessee, but interior line, some people who watched the game thought that perhaps that's something Mizzou might be able to exploit, running the ball between the tackles, because John Atkins don't have that big space grabber out there. But that's, as we said earlier, kind of nitpicking. Team went up to South Carolina and kicked butt. You know, that's the first SEC game for a lot of these guys, and they responded. So now it's just a filler, and then we get back to Mizzou next week in Columbia.
Yeah, just got to take care of your business against the Blue Raiders, and I think they will. I will say this, you know, maybe the Blue Raiders come out with a game plan to attack the Dogs, maybe in the air, and try to, you know, create some of those plays with some of their speed guys, but I don't think they've got the kind of speed Georgia does. And it's just coming down to man for man, Mike. They're not going to be better than the Dogs. Dogs execute, it should be a blowout.
Hey, some 3B, if you will. Our skipper, Tata, Gerald Tata Martino of Atlanta United FC, saying he has not been contacted by any national soccer team. That would mean Argentina, Colombia, Mexico. He has said he has not been contacted by them. We believe he's got another option or a couple of years on his contract. His current deal expires with that option at the end of this season. But obviously, Tata, when you have a team that has so many good things going, and we'll talk about that with Brad Guzan coming up and see if that's the rumors are affecting these guys at all. But there's certainly an interest in Tata. But right now he says he has not spoken to anyone, including his former team that he coached, Argentina.
I don't know if we get another season or two with Tata. Eventually, and I'm not saying this because he wants, things are going to change. He's just too hot of a coach, Mike, for things, for him not to get some of these offers around the world that we're hearing about. And whether it's this season or the end of this season or maybe even next. But I agree with Mike Conte in this area where he says, I trust management. You know, when you talk about Carlos Bocanegra and you talk about, you know, Darren Ailes, these guys help build and mold this team and the kind of culture that they wanted to go after. And by the way, we got one of the best academies already, okay? We do. There are some terrific young players. I'm not saying, all right, next man up. What I am saying is, as these things change, I trust that the guys that are in charge currently are going to be able to manipulate the system and do exactly what they've done, and that's bring in exciting players and get a coach with a style that's very similar to what we're having right now. I don't want Tata to leave. We said it. I love what we're doing. But that's the reality of this.
Also, guys, you got three games in 1 week. The good news is off the international break, the guys are well-rested. We'll talk to Goose about that. But a trip out to Colorado and then San Jose. And then next weekend, we're back here against Real Salt Lake? And that will be a full house. We're going to open it up to 70,000 for that one.
All right, guys, a quick reminder, Falcon fans, tune in to 92.9 The Game. 2 hours before every Falcon game for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff. It is Mike Conte and Hugh Douglas. They preview the Falcons matchup. Get you ready for some football. Countdown to Kickoff is brought to you by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Hey, again, come on out to Twin Peaks tomorrow at 2 o'clock is when we get things started. We're going to have a lot of fun out there and hopefully lots of brew to enjoy. I know that for sure because, you know, we've gone out there a couple of different times and guys have gotten there late. Doesn't matter. We're bringing extra.
Also, Craig Valentino, CCV, you hear him, of course, engineering, producing the show. Craig is going to be giving tips to the listeners during the commercial breaks, Carl, about how to meet a lady, how to be successful with the chicks. Craig's obviously quite the swordsman, and he'd like to help you guys if you need some help in that area.
Did you say swordsman?
What?
Coming up, Brad Guzan next on Dukes and Bell. Back on Dukes and Bell, and guys, we get a chance to visit with you know, a United player each and every week. And we love this guy. His name's Brad Guzan. And you know him because he's big. He's bald.
He's a mother.
Right. Sorry. They are getting ready for Colorado. And I've got to ask you, man, how did you spend this international break, brother?
It was good. It was low-key. A
little birthday action over the weekend, so that was good.
Oh, happy birthday, man!
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it. You know, I'm 21. No, it was good. It was good. So we trained. We didn't have too many days off, but it was good just to be out in the training field and getting after it and making sure we have a strong final push here going into the playoffs.
Yep, we're glad that Joseph is back and he's healthy. Everybody made it through, including Romario, so that's good news now. We don't know much about Colorado other than, well, they ain't that good, Brad, and we heard they're kind of chippy. Are we going to have to send Remedy out there to crack some skulls if they get nasty?
I know, right? I think there'll be a few of us that will have to take action. But, no, it's going to be a tough game. Right? You know, we always say that. These games are always tough, and especially when they're on the road, and they're obviously fighting for their lives. And, we want to make sure we go out there and send a message in terms of being able to get a result there and then obviously a quick turnaround in San Jose. So it's going to be a tough week, but one we're up for. We're all healthy, as you mentioned. We're excited by the challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
You know, in the NFL, as we talk with Brad Guzan of our Atlanta United, we always talk about quarterbacks. You know, all these guys around the NFL, they know each other, right? Because it's an elite class of guys that, you know, get a chance to play that position. And their goalie happens to be a guy that we're very familiar with in Tim Howard, who, of course, is a U.S. soccer legend. How good of friends are you with Tim Howard? How well do you know him?
Yeah, no, we know each other really well. We're friends off the field, competitors on the field. So I'm sure we'll be able to see each other, catch up for a little bit. But ultimately, when you cross the white line, it's about trying to win the game. And hopefully we'll be able to find a way to put a couple past them and get out of there with 3 points.
It is Brad Guzan, guys, from United FC, getting ready for, as Brad mentioned, 3 games in a 7-day period, wrapping it up here in Atlanta next weekend. Yeah, Brad, I don't know if you get a chance to watch Team USA go up against Mexico. It's never friendly, even when it's a friendly, but, I mean, at least it's a positive. They got a 1-0 win.
Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously a few changes in terms of personnel and whatnot in a younger group for both teams, really, and you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, whenever you're playing Mexico, you want to win and you want to get the result. And fair enough to the guys because they were able to do that. So it was a good night for U.S. soccer.
Brad, we don't start rumors on this show. We just talk about them once they're out, okay? And there are a lot of rumors flying around with Tata. And I guess my question to you is specifically about, does this kind of stuff affect the team in any way? You know, there are rumors out there about he's been reached out to and he says he hasn't been, and there's some openings and maybe he's interested, maybe he's not. How does that affect the club?
No, I from inside the locker room and from like a playing standpoint and the technical side of things, you know, we don't allow any of that stuff to affect us. What I will say is when you play for a top team, regardless if it's coaching staff members, the manager, or players coming in or going out, there's always going to be talk about personnel changes. And especially, you know, like I said, when you're on a good team, it tends to happen more often than not. You hear rumors, obviously, about Miguel, about Joseph, about all of our guys, just because we're such a good team with such good players, and the same goes for the coaching staff. And so, you don't allow any of that outside talk affect the inside camaraderie, inside the locker room vibe, if you will. You know, you just get your head down, you work hard, and what will be is what will be. So you can't allow that to affect the group, and we certainly haven't. And like I said, whenever you're on a good team, you're always going to have rumors flying around.
It is Brad Guzan with us. And, of course, Brad played over in the English Premier League. He's got years and years of experience. It just seems like, at least from the outside, as much as we get to talk to you guys and Parkhurst and everybody, that Tata has really created a cool vibe in that locker room.
No, for sure. And listen, it's down to, obviously, himself and the staff, but also down to the types of guys that we have in the locker room. You know, I'm sure at some point, you know, all of our guys have been on teams where inside the locker room, regardless of coaching staff or whatnot, you know, it hasn't been great. But, you know, for especially the how diverse our locker room is, it's really good in terms of guys getting after each other and pushing each other to be better, but at the same time, you know, putting their arm around one another and helping them go through difficult times. And, we love to laugh and joke, and so it's a good vibe for sure.
Brad Guzan joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. They are getting ready to take on Colorado this weekend. We said it, the Rapids trying to salvage their season. They've not been good at all. But with that said, how can we be better defensively after that D.C. match?
Yeah, and that's obviously the challenge for us. Going to teams where we know they may sit back a little bit and look to break on the counter. You know, we've got to be aware mentally and from an organizational standpoint where their numbers are and where their guys are, so that when the play does break down for us on the attacking side of things, that the teams don't find it as easy as they may. To be able to get behind us and create numbers against for us. And so we got to make sure that we're organized and take care of the ball. The altitude, the weather conditions, not that that changes anything. You just have to be aware of it and make sure we're able to manage the game in a professional manner.
As we said with Brad earlier, it's the three games in a week's time. They go to San Jose. They're going to stay out west and then come back and take on Real Salt Lake. So this year, I mean, you got to play the full season. Last year, you came over midseason. Easier, more rhythm for you?
Yeah, I mean, the more time you spend with guys, the easier things are. And you get to, obviously, a year later, you know guys much more in terms of off the field, on the field as well. So that part helps. Yeah, it's been a good year, but as I said at the beginning, right, we want to make sure we have a final push here going into the playoffs in a positive way.
Good to have Darlington back.
Yeah, absolutely. He's obviously an important player for us, a great player for us, and when he's on the ball, things seem to be able to tick and go. And so to be able to have him back is a huge bonus, and we're looking forward to his contributions, absolutely.
So, Brad, do you have to share a room on the road, or you got your own place?
times are tough, you know. Every trip's different, to be honest. Every trip's different, but more often than not, I'm with Alex. So, he's a good roommate to have.
So basically, they share the oven mitts in the same room. They got those big gloves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, I am shocked. This sweets usually sweets are in his contract.
Nobody puts Brad in a double.
Hey man, wish you luck. And by the way, how'd you celebrate your birthday though? What'd you do? Tell us what you did.
No, it was quiet. It was quiet. Spent time with the family. We were up. We had the day off, and so we actually went up by Lake Lanier. So it was good.
Okay.
It was our first time up there, so it was good.
That's nice, man. Well, hey, enjoy, and let's go get you a nice present and grab some of these W's on the road, man. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely, sounds good, guys. Talk to you when we get back.
There you go. So if you thought that Brad was, ordering bottles of champagne and going bananas and tongue and groove for his birthday, that's not the case.
Popping bottles!
It is Dukes and Bell live inside the Kia studios. This is how the show brought to you by Kia. Go to KiaDealers.com for more details. There's a makeup game going. I'm watching Wake Forest in BC right now. And I should have probably bet this. BC's up 13-7. Oh. They'd move it up, obviously, with the rain. The storms, by the way. You've seen some of the pictures and the videos of the storm. I mean, the wave action in the Carolinas right now, both north and south, is just bananas.
Listen, when these storms hit, you know, and if you've had a chance to, unfortunately, have to go through this, everybody always is like, well, I'm going to wait to see. There's nothing to wait and see. This is serious business, you know. And, Mike, the worst thing is if you're in that situation and you hunker down, and then you get stuck.
Right.
Right. And then there's no electricity. There's no, you know, medical services. You're just there. And you better hope that nothing went wrong. So it always amazes me when people, you know, I get it. Sometimes people can't leave. But if you are able to leave, you should get out of its way because, this is just a start. This thing could sit, as you said, and just drop tons of rain.
On the low country, which obviously you guys know is prone to flooding. So we'll keep you abreast of that. The Georgia game, as you guys know, moved up to a noon start. And then also the Clemson game has moved up as well up in Death Valley because they're upstate. It's going to take a minute before the storm gets to those guys. But one other story or two, we gave you the NFL Blitz earlier today, but a couple of things out there. Jalen Ramsey, there's still the media is just getting a lot of mileage out of one of the bigger games this week in the NFL, Patriots, Jaguars. Jalen Ramsey on Gronk, I fear no man. He has to come line up on me. Gronk basically saying, yeah, maybe I put some bad stuff on tape every now and again, but, he really was not as engaged as you might think when he was asked about Jalen Ramsey's comments in that interview earlier this summer.
When I read these comments earlier today, it kind of reminded me of Clubber Lang. Hey, woman! Hey, woman!
Get yourself a real man!
You know, who is this guy?
That much, you would actually go to a jeweler and say, make me one of those. I'm going to wear it around my neck.
Yeah, it is interesting. Bo, is there something that... Never mind, Bo. 404-741-0929.
I did for my dad for his 50th commission. I went to the jeweler and they made me a big three. It was a silver three with black trim. Three, Earnhardt!
Yeah, he wouldn't be the only one who had
Earnhardt.
That.
Earnhardt!
I was thinking about this, seriously, kind of hard, because you asked me, did I ever have a chain? I did back in the day, all right? Still have it. just don't
break that out, man.
I just don't wear it. You know, okay.
Major League Baseball players wearing that big thing around there.
But I had the big chain with the D on there, you know, sporting it.
Right.
But I don't know about a product, and that's really the question we're asking.
I mean, I'm a Corvette guy, but what kind of a blank bag would you look like with a Corvette logo around your neck? You know, it'd be like, oh, sorry about your wiener. You know what I mean? It'd be like the worst thing. Women would be like running away from you. So, yeah, that's a drumstick for Popeyes. I mean, I love Wendy's. I don't know. I have a Wendy's logo on my. Anyway, that's what we got to wondering. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that's a double on my neck.
404-741-0929. All right, man. Is there something you would actually wear as jewelry?
I would never know what it's like to be a Super Bowl winner or wear one of them big ass gaudy rings. But I would get three for each hand. I put it on my ring finger, my middle finger, and my pointing finger. And when I make two fists and put them together, it'd be right in your face, and it would read, "Hey, man."
All right.
Wow. Guys, that's brand loyalty. The product's only been in the stores for like 6 days.
Yeah. Now, I got to be honest. If this thing keeps going the way it is, I might have to get a Hey Man diamond and rubies on my neck.
Shane. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. A product you would actually wear is jewelry.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, my son, you hear him in the back? He wants to say hi to you. He's 7. Go ahead, Ry.
He got stage fright.
Yeah. Say it again, Ry.
What'd he say?
Can't hear him.
Oh, man. We missed that, man. We couldn't hear your boy.
He's like the singing frog on the cartoon. He locked up. We couldn't hear it. All right, man. What do you got for us? He gone. Hey, man. You're on the radio, buddy. It's our game winner tonight. A piece of, well, something corporate or something that your product would like. You'd actually wear it as a piece of jewelry. What do you got?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Man, I have to get me a piece with chocolate brown diamonds representing that bottle of Hennessy. And there's a pink diamond to represent a pink cookie.
You know what? Like a little miniature like Jack Daniels or Maker's Mark for me on a chain.
Oh, that might be cool. Yeah, that might be cool.
Hey, honey, if you're listening, now you know what to get me for Christmas. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for something you'd wear as a piece of jewelry?
What's happening, Chief?
Hey, Chief.
What's up, man?
Look here, Chief. I just walked out the Kroger on Old National. I bought a pack of ballpark Franks, Chief. You know how much a pack of ballpark Franks costs, Chief?
How much?
$4.99, Chief. I'm going to wear these things around my neck, Chief.
That's our guy. They plump when you cook them, Carl. Hey, man, you're on the radio. What do you got for us?
Capasa amigos. Hey. I don't always get inebriated, but when I do, I drink Hey Man Ale and walk around and say, "Hey, Chief, what's up, Chief?"
I knew he was going to get him. I knew he was going to get it.
Wow, that was perfect sequence, and I don't have it queued up. We just go random on the phones here. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. A piece of jewelry that was a product or food or whatever you got for us.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I'm wearing the gummy bear around my neck.
Okay, very funny. Very funny.
Now, for those who don't listen to the show, well, for years, Carl spent time in Germany as far as in the army, and it's not gummy bear, it's a gummy bear?
It's gummy bear. Man, I love them, man. I can't lie to you. Matter of fact, it's like a staple at the house. I'm not going to lie. I can't front about that.
He loves his cannonballs, and he loves his gummy bear.
Certain things a man has to have. Yeah, man. They so I don't know if he's joking or if he's being serious or if he loves them as well. Mm. But that's not a bad idea, Mike. But it had to be it again. It had to be diamonds and rubies.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for a piece of jewelry? That's you, bro.
92.9 The Game gold plated chain.
Thank you, Jeremiah, and have a great night. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy boy. What do you got for us?
I called Pat, guys. My son wants to say hey.
Hey, man.
There we go.
Hey, man.
Outstanding.
There we go.
Good stuff.
So I work for a really cool company, really cool steakhouse. Love it. I would have to get the Longhorn Steakhouse emblem on there.
Nice. The original Longhorn down the road in Peachtree, man. Good job, brother, man. Good job with the kid.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
The fact that you had to beat your child up to do that, and then the second time around, Carl, say, hey, man.
Yeah. You're going to do it this time.
You're going to cry. Hey, man, you're on the radio. What do you got for a logo? Something you might actually wear as jewelry. You're too close to the phone, dude. You're on the radio, buddy. What do you got?
All I heard was, eh.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Cookout, the burger place. I love it so much. I'm going to get gold teeth that say Cookout Big Double Burger.
Cookout.
Cookout is good.
You can get a grill like that, though.
There's a cookout on North Side. In there, Squid? In there, one area? Or across? I like, you know what? Ideas for dinner. You're on the radio, buddy boy. What do you got?
Hey, my name is Derek. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I would put a foot dong around my neck.
Okay. You know what? The jokes are endless this evening, I see. Now we got foot dong jokes.
I just love the fact that we can reference lines on the show from earlier in the week. People caught it.
It's all good, man. That was a Floridian slip.
Yes, of some sort. You're on the radio, buddy boy. What do you got for us?
Hey, what's up?
Yes. This is your chance to shine.
Okay, give me a minute. I'll call you right up.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. We were talking earlier about Stephon Diggs wearing a Starbucks chain. Is there anything corporate you would wear around your neck? What you got? You're on the radio, pal.
Go! Go!
You're killing me. You're killing this show. We had such high hopes for this segment. Hey, man, you're on the radio. What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Look, back in the day, back in the 90s, I was a huge Mark Martin fan, totally loyal to all his products. If somebody met with a gold plated, a Valvoline bottle of Quart, you know, Quart of Bull, I don't put that around my neck.
Right on. The old six, right? That's the old four Thunderbird for Roush Racing. Here's the problem, though.
Yes,
Mark Martin goes to Viagra. I'll never forget go to Atlanta Motor Speedway and a guy wearing a Viagra leather Mark Martin jacket. It's like, why would you? I know you want to show loyalty for your driver, but you're kind of sending the wrong message, aren't you?
Yeah, that's just a weird look. I mean, it just is. What's that, Craig? No, I. You know what? You know what? You are Latino. Never mind.
I mean, the jokes are endless back then.
It was a cold coat.
They've got the hood up on the sixth car, and they can't get it down.
Oh.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us for the game winner tonight?
Well, I was going to say Gummy Bears, but since that's been taken, I'll say Amp Magic Rabbit.
Wow.
Well, he's a happy customer. He enjoys the product. Hey, man, you're on the radio, the game winner. What do you got?
I love going to the restaurants and that big Coke machine where you can mix all the flavors.
Right.
I would love to get that, like, on a chain.
Okay. You can do that at the movies as well, right? Don't they have those machines where you can mix all the drinks?
Well, you and I grabbed lunch the other day, man. You went with the Coke Zero, and I went with the Cherry Coke.
That's right. Yeah, man.
Awesome. When you're hungover, Cherry Coke is just money. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Look, man, I'd love to have either Crown Royal bag on a chain or give me a bottle of Grand Marnier.
Okay. There you go. Nice job. That's what we're talking. And that's actually, you could actually pull that off. It wouldn't look ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's done right.
If the bottle's done right. You're right.
Hey, man, you got the final word for the game winner, bro. What you got?
A white woman.
Oh, please. Oh, you dumped that? You'd have to dump that. Oh, okay, good. I was going to say, that's funny. I'll drive one more. One more.
I don't know after that. I don't know. Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
Welcome to Rock Ridge. Where do I win?
Go ahead.
You're on the radio, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, Mike Carr, y'all reading my mind with this, man. I'm actually getting me a chain made right now by my buddy, Mr. Lee, down at the Delton Flea Market. It's 14-carat cubic. My fault. 14-carat Cuban link. And instead, you remember them Jesus pieces?
Yeah.
My dad and them was wearing. Instead of a Jesus piece, I got Coach Saban faces a medallion.
The whole damn time. Boom!
Good job, fellas. Way to participate and bring it on our game winner. You guys make that segment. You really do. Appreciate the kid calling in, too. That was good. Hey, we will tell you what's coming up tomorrow on the show. We are on remote, which means you can come hang out with your boys. We'll tell you where next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.